Highbridge Audio and the Mysterious Press present The Man Who Shot Lewis Vance by Stuart M. Kaminsky. Read by Johnny Heller. Original material copyright 1986 Stuart M. Kaminsky. Recorded by arrangement with themysteriouspress.com, LLC. Recording copyright 2014 Highbridge Company.
Pilgrim, forget what I said about buying a gun. You're a tenderfoot, and Liberty Valance is the toughest man east or west of the Picket Wire River. Next to me, that is.
Tom Donovan in, The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. Chapter 1. When I opened my eyes, I saw John Wayne pointing a .38 at my chest. It was my .38. I closed my eyes. The inside of my head seemed to be filled with strawberry cotton candy, with little unnamed things crawling through its sickly melting strands. Nausea forced my eyes open again. John Wayne was still there. He was wearing trousers, a white shirt, and a lightweight tan windbreaker. He was lean, dark, and puzzled. "Don't close your eyes again, Pilgrim," he said. I didn't close them. He was standing over me, and I was slumped in a badly sprung, cheap, understuffed hotel chair. I tried to sit up and speak, but my tongue was an inflated, dry, pebbly football. There was a flat, half-full glass of brown Pepsi on the stained yellow table in front of me, but I didn't reach for it. That glass, and what had been in it, had put me out. I wasn't sure of the day or the time. When I took those last few gulps of Pepsi, it had been a Sunday night in June of 19...